The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All right. Hey, hey, hey. You can probably tell this is not Seth Liebson. I am so glad to be with you. This is Dr. Kelly Ward, chairwoman of the Republican Party of Arizona, joined by my partner here in crime, our political director, Mr. Mike Shaw, filling in for Seth.
What do you sound? You sound exactly like Seth. What are you talking about? That's a great imitation. Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, you know, it's so exciting to be here on the radio and so grateful to Seth for giving us this opportunity.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Now, we've talked about this the last time we were on. It's been a couple months.
I know. It's been a little while.
But, you know, back when I had my show in Tucson,
yes,
Seth came on a couple times. Now, you were on way more than Seth was. But Seth,
I was on. Yes, I was on with you many times. Yes. I was on with Seth many times. It was always a great conversation. I think one of my favorite shows with Seth was when we talked about music and we talked about family and we talked about history. We didn't talk about politics at all.
Oh, I like that.
It was very little, I guess. I can't say not at all.
It always invades, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I mean, as it should, because it's vitally important. What's that saying? If you don't care about politics, politics cares about you.
Right. Well, it's just like if you're not at the table, you're on it.
On it.
And
that's right, yes.
I think that politics has really influenced so many aspects of our life. And I think a lot of Americans are waking up to the importance of being involved politically so that they can make their voices heard and they can make policies come into being so that they affect their families and their futures.
Especially when you see what President Trump has done with the economy and so many other things, and how we have more jobs available now than we have human beings to fill them, and we can't make robots fast enough. So right now the economy is cooking with gas. And if you've ever cooked with gas as opposed to electric, you know the difference. And
we
are cooking with gas right now. And, you know, the lowest unemployment rate ever.
That's
for
right.
African Americans, for Latinos and Latinas, and for women in the workplace. And the good news just goes on and on and on.
It does. I saw a story that really this should hit home for everybody. Money in your pocket. So under Barack Obama, the median income in the United States went up $11 a month, $11 in your pocket every month, which is nice. I mean, it's not zero.
That's two lattes.
But yeah, exactly. Depending on where you're shopping.
Right.
And then under President Trump, the median income has gone up $161 a month.
Oh, my goodness. That's a latte a day.
I mean, all the Democrats, I mean, do they want to give back $150 a month by electing one of these crazy people that are on the stage on the Democrat presidential lineup?
Yeah.
I certainly hope not.
And we're going to get to this later in the show. But, you know, I would like to thank the Democrats, especially the farther the left you are, the more I would like to thank you. When the announcement for the impeachment inquiry was announced, you know how many phone calls we had at the office, and you know how many of those were donations?
Yes.
They're helping us quite a bit, and I really do want to thank you sincerely.
I agree. I agree. Hey, and people can, you know, if you want to help the Republican Party of Arizona, go to our website. There is a great button there and you can get a T-shirt for a contribution. You get a gift from us and it says impeach this. And it is a big, beautiful map of all of the red across this country that happened in 2016. I think there's going to be even more red come 2020.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Now coming up on the show, we have some amazing guests.
Yes, and we do.
I'm really excited about each and every one of these.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You want me to start? I will start. Okay, so we have pretty much most of our congresspeople from Arizona on the show. Debbie Lesko will be here.
That's so exciting. And I think she's really coming into her own in Washington, D.C. We're getting to see her a little bit more on the media or in the media. And she's just showing her conservative credentials every single time she gets on television.
Yeah, it's really fun. And a lot of the legislative districts that I go to hang out with during the regular meetings, a lot of them are in Congressman Lesko's district.
Yep, over in the West Valley.
And so I get to hang out with her. So that's been a lot of fun. Also coming up on the show, Paul Gosar.
My congressman.
Your congressman.
Yes, I live in Lake Havasu. I think most people know I live in Lake Havasu and have for 20 years. We are so, so proud of Congressman Paul Gosar and his backbone and his the way he just sticks it to him. I don't know who the media hates more, you know, Congressman Gosar or me. I don't know. I think it's a toss-up some days.
Is it something about Mojave County or?
Well, he doesn't live in Mojave.
No, he doesn't live there, but that's a big part of his
territory. We are in a very, very conservative part of the state.
Absolutely.
And
right.
People know what they want, and they like what he says, and they know that he means it when he says it.
Yeah. How do they feel about him when he goes to the part of his district known as Flagstaff?
Well, you know, he's willing to listen to everybody.
Absolutely.
Which I really like.
Oh, he represents them all.
That's
over
right.
there in District
That's
4.
Right.
Then it's my congressman.
Yes.
David Schweikert will be on the show.
David Schweikert. We're looking forward to talking to him, too.
Very much so. And I don't know if I've told you this. I've told several people in the office and kind of whomever will listen to me because that's the way I am sometimes. I have a really cool job. And I get to meet a lot of cool people in this really cool job that I have.
Yes.
And the coolest 20 minutes of my job so far, I mean, it's debatable. There are a few. But one of them, if not the one, was 20 minutes on the phone with Congressman Schweikert talking about blockchain. Are
yes.
you kidding me?
He is the numbers guy. He
oh.
understands it. And he puts it into perspective that the everyday person can understand.
I almost understood him. So it was pretty good. And now I'm a big fan of blockchain. I did a show on Bitcoin years ago. And I started, you know, doing my research for the show about Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
And that led me on a rabbit trail into blockchain. And I was like, oh, my goodness, this blockchain is going to change everything. Which, of course, is his point. And I know we're going to have limited time with all of these guests, so we're not going to be able to. We could do I could do a whole hour with him on blockchain.
Oh,
It would bore everyone to tears, but I would geek out. But, I mean, that's just part of our lineup.
That's right. Now, Congressman Biggs, he has an excuse. He has an out. He is on an airplane right now.
He is.
But we've got these big three. Plus, we're going to hear from the RNC, right? We're going to hear from the GOP spokesperson, Liz Harrington, and she's going to tell us about how great fundraising has been.
Oh,
and
that's
it's
great.
Been just simply amazing.
I think impeachment might come up in all of this. I'm not sure. It might be mentioned
you mean
once.
Fake impeachment?
The fake impeachment, yes.
Yes, the fake impeachment.
Well, what's really cool is, yes, I know we don't have Andy Biggs on the show, but I was at LD12 last night, and he spoke. And so maybe I can summarize a couple of his comments. I don't think anything was just for the party only, you know, the stuff that's for public consumption. I think I can.
Well, I think, Andy is making us all so proud.
Yes.
He is the new chairman of the Freedom Caucus. And anybody who's listened to this show before or who has met me or who has seen either of us around Arizona, they know that we are all fans of the Freedom Caucus.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's great that our four Republican members of the House of Representatives are all members of the Freedom Caucus, and that Andy is now the third chair ever in existence.
Yeah.
He's the third one, and it's wonderful.
And David Schweikert, one of the founding members of the Freedom mm-hmm. Caucus, and also made the point when I saw him Monday night, was that you don't just walk up and say, I'm with the Freedom Caucus. No, you have to be invited to be in the caucus.
And approved, right?
And approved. Invited and approved. You can't just sneak in. Mm-hmm. You can't be Nadler and say, I want to be in the Freedom Caucus so I can go to your meetings.
Right.
It's not going to fly.
That's right.
They might notice him in a meeting.
That guy. Don't even get started on that guy.
Well, with Debbie Lesko, we'll have to because he chairs the committee she's on.
Well, they know that the judiciary is too strong for this fake impeachment, and that's why they've moved it over to Shifty Schiff.
Yeah. I will. We'll probably have time to repeat this again, but something that Congressman Biggs said last night. He says they want to get this impeachment over with by Christmas because they think people will forget it by election time.
Yeah, right.
Good luck with that.
Well, wasn't Donald Trump and his team masterful in their refusal to play this game that the Democrats are trying to play?
Yeah.
I think it was wonderful.
Well, President Trump is masterful in that. And, you know, we can even talk about his tweets and stuff. He's the Twitter in chief. And I just love the way that he trolls the Democrats and he can just you know, he sends them in a tizzy.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's the PC wrecker.
But don't you think Twitter would be gone if it weren't for Donald Trump?
I think that's
true. I think
true.
It was on its way out. And then suddenly President Donald J. Trump appeared on the scene and Twitter went crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know if we'll have time to talk about this today. We may. And I know our last hour or so is going to be all listener calls. Mm-hmm. So, you know, kind of open phones, whatever they want to talk about. But, you know, free speech is a really big one for me.
Yep.
And Twitter's part
of
that conversation.
Privacy, free speech, Second Amendment, our Constitution as a whole.
Freedom.
We got so much coming. We'll see you in a few minutes. Don't go away. It's the Seth Leibson Show. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show here on 960 The Patriot. This is Dr. Kelly Ward, chairwoman of the Republican Party of Arizona, joined by our political director, Mike Shaw, here with you, sitting in for Seth. We appreciate it. Hey, we have got to talk about the rally last night in Minnesota. I was at the state fair yesterday registering people to vote and talking up President Trump. And so we were watching the rally on my husband's phone, but it was so amazing. The crowds, the enthusiasm, the diversity, that's Minnesota. Come on.
Right?
That's supposed to be blue country, no, that's going to turn red. What do you think?
I think it will turn red. And, our excellent research assistant and communications director, Zach, has informed us that, you know, Minnesota went blue only by 1.5% last cycle.
45,000 little votes.
Right. And really, when you look across the country and when you watch these Trump rallies, and of course, most of the media is amazed, like all these crazy people showing up to support President Trump. But he has so much support across the country.
Yes.
Think about this. As a conservative, you watch the media, you get depressed a little bit. And just remember, you outnumber them. You always have.
Yes.
The liberals, especially the far left liberals, are 20%, maybe a little more than the country. That's it.
I don't even think they're 20%. And this rally, this particular rally, I believe, was held deep in the heart of Ilhan Omar's district.
That's perfect.
And she is so far to the left, radical, so anti-American, hate everyone, that I think that contributed to the success of that rally last night. And what's going to contribute to turning that state red?
I think that's the truth. And we're hearing it more and more as we go around the state and talk and travel and talk to our friends, that, you know, Republicans are so dang excited. Yeah. And
even the Democrats say in Minnesota that they can't keep up. They can't keep up with President Trump. They can't keep up with Republicans.
Right.
We've known it for a long time, but this is proving it every single day.
Now, have you talked to those people that, you know, they're afraid to wear their MAGA hat in the store, or they're afraid to put that Trump bumper sticker on their car? There is less and less of that fear because more and more people are being bold about that. And as many people as there are that are becoming more bold about that, there are still that hidden Trump vote.
So when you
see those polls, Trump is trailing so-and-so by such and such somewhere, whatever.
Usually they're oversampled with Democrats anyway.
Right.
But I know whenever I wear my Trump gear, if I wear a Trump hat or I wear a Trump T-shirt, I wear my Trump committee T-shirt that you can also find at azgop.com.
Yeah, right.
You can join our Trump committee. People come up, give me high fives, say I love that shirt. A few people might give you a dirty look here or there, but who cares? Sticks and stones could break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
Yep. Now, there's a disturbing side to all of this stuff. You have groups like Antifa, and you have other people that may be inspired by Antifa type tactics, and or it's just the insanity that people have, the Trump rage that some people have.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Trump derangement.
Hashtag TDS.
Yeah. And so you have, in Minnesota, you have actual Trump supporters physically attacked, assaulted by others just because they're wearing a Trump hat or something.
It's sickening, isn't it? And we saw that in Phoenix. I was at the rally in downtown Phoenix, and afterwards, I don't know if you can remember, they had the anti-Trump people on one side, Antifa types, you know, and then they had the Trump people on the other. But last night was so much worse watching it on television. The vulgarity that the people had on their signs and on their T-shirts and their disrespect for their fellow humans was really unbelievable. And I think that that's why so many Democrats who have identified with the Democrat Party for a long time are not only walking away from that party, but they are running away from that party.
Now, you brought up Phoenix. You brought a smile to mind. Remember that clip of the guy who got hit?
The tear gas guy
In the Family Jewels. Oh, that's a classic for a reason. So awesome. All right, so back. I have a theory about what, you know, this is by design. You know, Antifa is by design. All that stuff is by design. And
they're so cowardly. They won't show their faces.
No.
I mean, they want to cover up with a mask or a bandana. I mean, if you're proud of what you stand for, then why don't you show your face? Because they can't be proud of those kinds of actions. They're sick.
They can't, and they are. And you're right. They're pushing the moderates out of their own party, which is good for the country and good for us. But part of their strategy, part of how they won Colorado, part of how what they're trying to do nationwide is to harass Republicans everywhere, elected officials, people that are running, people that work for the party, their families. I know you've experienced this personally yourself time and time again. And they're trying to make it difficult for Republicans to be effective. And so we have to be aware of that. Even if you're on social media or even if you're just out in the street and you're a Republican, you're listening and you get harassed, they're trying to make it difficult for you so that you'll quit and say, the heck with this. I'm just going to go watch, you know, the Saints on football. You know,
they would like nothing better for us to sit down and shut up. And that's why it's so much, you know, the incentive is there for us to stand up, be proud, be strong, have a backbone, and know that our president has our back. Our president works for us. He brought up so many great things at that rally. I did like his description of why Joe Biden was a good vice president. I won't repeat it here. You guys can go find that clip yourself. But he also pointed out, where the heck is Hunter? Where's Hunter Biden? And they already had a T-shirt ready to go on the Trump website. Where is Hunter Biden?
Did someone do a Photoshop thing and put a red and white striped shirt?
Where's Waldo?
Where's Hunter?
Where's Hunter?
Trump Jr. did an interview on Fox, on the Kilmeade show, Fox Radio, and he was talking about the difference about how he was treated and how Hunter is being treated, and how he had reporters camped out in front of his house for 2 years just because he took one meeting that amounted to nothing, that he knew nothing about going in, and turned out to be nothing, of course, that they tried to make everything out of. And now we have Hunter, who apparently has made millions of dollars, certainly like $50,000 a year, working for an oil company on the board with no previous oil experience.
Well, and, you know, the media is trying to turn everything around. So America is opposed to this impeachment witch hunt. The vast majority of Americans are against this process that they've put in place. So now they change the question. They change the question to, do you want to seek out information? And the answer to that, left and right, is yes, we want information. The information we want on our side is
the truth.
we want to know what Ukraine and the DNC did. We want to know where the $7 billion went. We want to know why Hunter Biden got money.
And when his dad is vice president, what did he do to pressure Ukraine to get rid of a prosecutor?
So many questions on the Dem side. Hey, stick around. We've got Congresswoman Debbie Lesko coming up next. Hey, welcome back to the Seth Liebson Show. I am sitting in for him today. This is Dr. Kelly Ward, Chairwoman of the Republican Party of Arizona, and I'm joined by Mike Shaw, our political director.
Howdy.
Hello. Hey, we've got a great treat. Congresswoman Lesko is going to be on the phone with us. I want to remind everybody, follow The Patriot on Twitter, at 96 960-THE-PATRIOT, 960-THE-PATRIOT, for great updates about the shows and what's going on. Stay in touch because the liberals are on Twitter, and we need conservatives to join Twitter, join that conversation, and follow great conservatives. You can follow Seth, too, at Seth Leibson on Twitter. Be great to be able to do that. So I think Debbie, Congresswoman Lesko is not there right this moment. I think that our producer's trying to reach her right now, but we have plenty to talk about, don't we, Mike?
Oh, there's tons going on. And the last time I saw Congresswoman Lesko was at Legislative District Number 21 in our West Valley office, there in Sun City. And she actually appeared at the meeting via Skype.
Yes.
From Washington,
D.C. Imagine technology in the works.
I was pretty impressed. I was like, and, you know, so Congresswoman Lesko's guy was there and had it all set up, and she was on there on the screen and actually took some questions and whatnot. There was a little bit of a delay. It wasn't perfect, but I just like really applauded that.
Imagine how many taxpayer dollars that saves. Just to be able to communicate directly with your constituency without having to fly all the way across the country. And also, it's rigorous. It is so tiring and exhausting to make that flight back and forth. The people that are serving us as Republicans, yes. I don't know what the Democrats are doing, but the Republicans really, really do yeoman's work going back and forth. And that means our entire congressional delegation and also Senator McSally. They spend a lot of time in the air because they want to be with the people here on the ground in Arizona, and they want to get the work done in Washington.
Yeah, and it's so important. It's funny because Congressman Biggs last night at Legislative District Number 12, he says, you have no idea how nice it is to come and talk to all of you normal people.
Yes.
So, yep. You know, and it's a chance for them to plug back into us and to share with us what's going on and what David Schweiker calls Crazy Town.
Yes.
And then for us to tell them, you know, what not only what do we think about what's going on in Crazy Town, but, you know, here's what we think about the issues. Here's how we feel you're representing us really well, or maybe where I might give you a needs improvement.
That's right. Well, I mean, you have Kyrsten Sinema saying that Arizona is a meth lab of democracy and being so condescending,
right,
and so hateful towards where she's from and the people she's supposed to represent.
Supposedly from.
And our people say, thank you for letting me come back to normal land. And I do want to just let everyone know, if we can't get Congresswoman Lesko on during this block, we will definitely try to get her on the next block after this next break.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I want a shorter. I mean, this was a short block already.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you remember the Ted Koppel show?
And at
the end of the Ted Koppel show, we'd like to warn our affiliates downstream that we're going long tonight. So should we not to warn our affiliates downstream that we may have a change in our format for the next block?
Yeah.
Debbie Lesko may be here.
But when we talk to Congresswoman Lesko, yeah, or even if we don't, I'm sure that people out there are very, very
back in a moment.
Very, very concerned about this fake impeachment that's going on in Washington. It is a hyper-partisan exercise in trying to get the president, trying to undo the election of 2016, and it is unbelievable. To me, whenever I'm watching it, I think if I was watching a movie, I would find the script so unbelievable I would think it was fantasy, not drama.
The whole thing, too, it goes back to the Russian gate, where the Democrats were accusing President Trump of doing exactly what they did, and what they did 10 times worse than what they were accusing the president of doing, which he never did. And in this case, they're accusing the president of doing what they did 10 times worse, and that the president did nothing wrong.
That's right.
And so it's the same playbook. And the beauty of it, the way we started the show, was the more they do this, the more they help us.
That's right.
And I think they're starting to realize that now. I saw a really interesting article where AOC, who has been calling for impeachments from the beginning.
Does she know what that means, or does she think it's new ice cream flavor?
I think.
Impeachment.
That sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
I don't know.
The 30-second flavor. Are you listening, Baskin Robbins? So she gets Nancy Pelosi to commit to impeachment, and now she goes, oh, you know, I think we have better important things to do.
Right.
She's like threw her under the bus. It's hilarious.
Hey, the good news is that Congresswoman Lesko is on the line. So
right,
when we come back, we will be joined with Congresswoman Debbie Lesko on the Seth Leibson Show, 960 The Patriot. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Seth Liebson Show. You know, this is not Seth. This is Dr. Kelly Ward. I am the chairman of the Republican Party of Arizona. I'm joined today by our political director, Mike Shaw.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
And we are excited this segment to have Congresswoman Debbie Lesko, somebody that I served with in the Arizona State Senate and in the legislature. Very conservative lady, great patriot, fighter for our Constitution, for faith, for family, for freedom. She's all around great. I'm so glad she's in Washington.
And a conservative star on Fox News.
That's right. That's right. And I hope to see her more, a lot
That's
more.
Right, a
Fox
lot more.
News. So let's bring in Congresswoman Lesko.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Debbie.
It's great to be on the show.
It's great to talk to you. Well, it is crazy in Washington, and we want to hear your perspective. You're on the Judiciary Committee. We want to hear, you know, from the belly of the beast about why this so-called impeachment inquiry, and I'm putting inquiry in quotes here, why this is it's a charade. Nancy Pelosi started it. Why the Democrats are trying to subvert the Constitution by not calling for a vote on articles of impeachment while they're still trying to issue subpoenas. And if they can't have subpoenas, they just think everyone should answer their letter.
Yeah, you're right, Kelly. It's absolutely insane what is going on and totally unfair to the President of the United States. You know, let's go back to what the Democrats are claiming as impeachable offenses. I mean, we know that for 2 years they tried to say that, oh my gosh, President Trump colluded with Russia. You had Adam Schiff and other Democrats and some of the mainstream media out there just parroting what the Democrats said, that they had proof, evidence that Trump colluded with Russia. And then after over $25 million spent of taxpayer dollars, after 2,800 subpoenas, 500 bench warrants, 42 FBI officers, it was absolutely false. Adam Schiff and the other Democrats were lying. So why anybody would believe that guy is beyond me. Then, remember, they switched overnight to obstruction of justice.
Yep.
They thought, oh, for sure we got President Trump now. We got him on obstruction of justice. And that totally flopped. They brought in Robert Mueller. It was a total flop. They couldn't get anything there.
Mueller was so confused in the testimony. I mean, when he got before the committee, he was confused and dazed and disoriented. Yep. It was embarrassing.
We actually felt bad for him.
Yeah.
I was totally surprised. He was not able to answer some very basic questions. So it was apparent to everyone there that if he was in that condition during that whole two-year time, he was not in charge of that investigation because I don't think he would be capable to be.
That's right.
But then, you know, now they're on to this, oh, okay, we got this impeachable offense by this Ukrainian call between President Trump and the Ukrainian president, and they're claiming that the reason it's impeachable is because that President Trump asked for, you know, they call it dirt on Joe Biden, and he withheld funds, aid to Ukraine in order to get that. Well, that's just absolutely false.
Yep.
And they're basing it on this whistleblower, right?
Oh, I won't even call him a whistleblower anymore, Debbie, because this guy or girl, whoever it is a deep state insider who is a partisan political hack, who is a leaker, not a whistleblower, utilizing the things that are there to protect real whistleblowers and utilizing that to try to take down this president. So, but you're exactly right. Why do we need a whistleblower report whenever we've got the actual transcript of the call?
Yes, exactly. So when I read the transcript of the call, I read the whistleblower complaint, and I read the Office of Legal Counsel opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clear to me there is nothing impeachable there. And in fact, they could bring up, you know, 10 whistleblowers if they wanted to. The fact is that President Trump released the actual transcript. There is no ask about, you know, saying, oh, if you do this, I'm going to withhold the funds. In fact, the Ukrainian president has come out and said there was nothing like that. He did not feel pressured. And in fact, they even said they didn't even know about it.
That's right.
So how, I mean, it's just insane what is going on. And then you combine that with the fact that the Democrats, as you have stated, have not.
Uh-oh. I think we're having technical difficulties. Yep, we lost her line. That's okay. Wait, the Democrats have gone completely crazy.
Yes,
They've lost their mind.
Yes.
And Congresswoman Lesko is exactly right. This whole thing, it really is just like President Trump said. It is a witch hunt. I watched the Glenn Beck, the 2 hours of Glenn Beck.
Oh, she's back.
Oh, you're back. You're back. Come on back. Welcome back, Congresswoman.
Arm sound over on my side.
Go ahead and finish up. Tell us how crazy the Democrats are. We were enjoying that.
Nope, she's gone.
Oh, she's gone.
I heard the click that time. Unless there's lightning between here and wherever she is.
Right. Well, so I was just going to mention the Glenn Beck event. Because some people like Glenn Beck, some people don't. But I really think he put together a timeline that is second to none. And I'm glad to see some other media sources picking up some of that information. Because this all started way back in February of 2014 with corruption in Ukraine and with the United States government. We became the piggy bank for the Ukrainian country, and we've sent advisor after advisor there. We sent billions after billions of dollars there, and somehow Hunter Biden, a very troubled man from all reports, who had no experience in energy, no expertise in that field whatsoever, suddenly was put on the board of Burisma. She's back. Are you back, Congresswoman?
I'm back.
Hey,
I'm
we got 2 minutes
now,
left. So I want you tell us what you think.
Yeah, well, like I said, this is a total one-sided political hit job. No vote on the floor of the House of Representatives, as was done under different leadership, both Republican and Democrat leadership, for Nixon and Clinton impeachment.
Yep.
They had a full vote on the floor of the House of Representatives with procedures in place that gave due process to the president. And they have nothing like that. So there's no due process. I mean, this is the president of the United States. We give due process to every U.S. citizen.
That's
but they're having these closed-door meetings. Then they leak out just what they want to leak out, the Democrats. This is so one-sided, so political. I hope the American people know what is happening here. This is a total attempt to take out the president of the United States. I believe they're doing it because they're afraid that President Trump is going to be reelected, and they hate him so much they just can't fathom it. Plus, they want their power.
Yep,
they want the power.
You are exactly right, Congresswoman Debbie Lesko. Voters have lost all faith in the Democrat Party. And we at the Republican Party of Arizona, and I know you and our fellow Republicans in Congress, are going to continue to point that out so that we educate the American people on what they need to know. I look forward to talking to you in person soon, and I hope you have safe travels. Everyone out there, listen, go follow Debbie Lesko on Twitter, at Debbie Lesko. You can find out updates from Washington right there. And remember, don't go away. This is the Seth Liebson Show. Hey.
That's very newsy.
Welcome back to the Seth Liebson Show, where you get all the news you can handle.
A 960 the Patriot.
Exactly right. Well, Mike, you want to wrap up this block for us?
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, Congresswoman Debbie Lesko comes on. We didn't even get a chance to talk about the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Mr. Nadler, and what a disaster all that is, and how things are happening behind closed doors. I'm old enough to remember the impeachment of Bill Clinton. That was a trial. Mm-hmm. he and his lawyers and his advocates got to face their accusers.
And remember, Nadler was adamant that that should happen and that impeachment should be left as the very, very last resort. But what happened to him now?
Well, they can't do it now because they know the facts are on their side.
Right.
And we didn't have enough time. I would love to ask Congresswoman Lesko. They don't want to have a full vote in the Congress. You know why?
They don't have the votes.
Well,
and the people don't want it.
And when you vote, you're on record voted.
Yeah.
And then you have an election coming up. And so I think the more that they do this behind closed doors, the more it helps us. If they bring it out into the open, it helps us. Mm-hmm. I think they have really miscalculated and overstepped because of their derangement
syndrome.
Yeah,
I think this boomerang they threw is going to come right back and hit Nancy Pelosi right in the face, Adam Schiff right in the face, and all of these Democrats who are getting on this witch hunt bandwagon.
Yeah, so they can't, you know, those that are on record maybe live in safe districts. Those who are not in safe districts have to be really careful on what they say. And, you know, they have an election coming up, and I think they are starting to realize, oh, great, we just, quote unquote, stepped in it, and now we can't unstep in it. So how are we going to do this?
Right. Well, I mean, Adam Schiff is such a clown, and his so-called parody was so offensive to not only the president, but to Americans across the board.
Yep.
And we have to be able to do something about this. We have to be able to stop the madness. And I think that the majority of the American people do not want this to go on.
I think what Adam Schiff doesn't understand and what especially the far left party of the Democrats don't understand is when they insult the president like that, they're insulting us, his supporters. We are all one together.
Yep.
And the president knows that. He knows we're behind him.
Well, he said they're coming for you.
Right.
But they're coming through me, and
yes,
I'm not letting them get through me.
And we love that.
That's right. Hey, we've got a couple of great people coming up. Congressman Paul Gosar right after the break, and then Congressman David Schweikert. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things. We'll talk about Schiff and the censure. We'll talk about FISA. We'll talk about health care, USMCA.
Have you heard of the flu kazoo?
I haven't.
Yeah. That'll come on.
All right. Well, good. We got a lot coming up here on the Seth Leibson Show on 960 The Patriot. I hope you all will stay tuned. We look forward to sharing this information with you, and we don't want you to tune out. Stay tuned in. Seth Leibson, 960 The Patriot.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.